There were a number of big Supreme Court rulings last week. One that may have flown under the radar for you is the SEC versus Jarkissi case, really a landmark case challenging the use of administrative law judges to impose fines. This has got some significant implications for due process for anybody who's ever run afoul of a federal executive branch agency. And we're going to dive into the meaning and the importance of that case here today. Hi, folks. I'm Eric Bain with Reason Magazine. Thanks for joining us on this edition of American Radio Journal. My guest today is Rob Johnson. He's a senior attorney at the Institute for Justice, and he joins us to break down this important SCOTUS ruling from last week. Rob, thanks for taking some time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before we can get into what the Supreme Court said here, I think we have to start by just asking, kind of explain the basics here, which is like, what is an administrative law judge? There's actually a lot of these things. People maybe aren't that familiar with them.
Yeah, so an administrative law judge is, you know, kind of what it sounds like. It's a judge, somebody whose job is to hear and decide cases, but they're not employed by the courts. They're employed by administrative agencies. Like in the Jarkissi case, for instance, you had a guy who is employed by the SEC. He's a agency employee, works in the same building as all the other SEC employees, and his job is to hear cases involving alleged violations of SEC rules.
Now, the original intention of these of this administrative law system that exists not just in the SEC, but in a bunch of other federal agencies, the idea here was to get some of these cases out of the from clogging up the justice system, right? The idea was like, well, maybe the SEC can just handle these sorts of processes on their own.
Well, maybe, but actually, you know, if you look back at why did the government first start having these agency judges, it happened in the 1970s. And, you know, there actually was a pretty, there was an article that kind of spelled all of this out. It was written by a law professor, and the law professor was advocating, hey, you know, instead of going to court to impose penalties, why don't we do it in sort of internal agency courts? And the rationale that he gave was, if we go to a real court, it's going to be expensive, it's going to take time, and so people are going to be able to basically settle with the agency on favorable terms, whereas if we do it in-house, we can basically ramrod people into agreeing to settle for more money. So, you know, I don't know if they really were worried about clogging up the courts so much as they were thinking, hey, if we move these cases into the agencies and we have an agency judge, maybe we actually can be a little more effective in terms of intimidating people into settling and to agreeing to give up their rights.
Yeah, I don't think you have to be an expert, and Rob, who joins us here, is certainly an expert in the legal system, but I don't think you have to be an expert to have some red flags raised here. It's a little bit like if you go to a normal court or you go to a regular Article III court, and then, you know, you get done with your hearing and you see the prosecutor and judge having a beer together down the street or something like that, right? It's like these guys are literally, they're working together. As you said earlier, the judge is literally employed by the agency that he is supposedly acting as some sort of impartial adjudicator for. The whole thing is pretty messed up. The Supreme Court, though, and we don't have a lot of time to get through this, but the Supreme Court did make a pretty significant change in the way these things are going to operate going forward in this case.
Yeah, so what the Supreme Court said is if the government is trying to impose a fine on you, you know, what they're doing is they're trying to take away your money, then that triggers your right to a jury under the Seventh Amendment. And when a case is in agency court with an agency judge, there are no juries. So these types of cases where the government is trying to impose a fine, those can't go to agency courts anymore. They have to actually go to real courts where you're going to get a real judge. And just as important, you're going to get an actual jury of your peers to hear and decide the case.
We're talking with Rob Johnson. He's a senior attorney at the Institute for Justice, talking about the significance of the Supreme Court's ruling this week in the SEC versus Jarkissi case. Rob, just about a minute left here, but I mean, I guess the big takeaway here, this is a win for due process.
Absolutely. And it's going to be hugely impactful. So this case involved the SEC, but there are over 20 agencies across the government that impose these types of money fines in agency courts. And the right to trial by jury, it's not limited to the SEC. And this decision is not going to be limited to the SEC either. So a big win for people's right to an independent judge and jury when the government is trying to take their property.
That sounds like a win to me. Sounds like restoring the Constitution in a small way. I've seen a lot of kind of freakouts online about this, about, oh, it's taking away power from the executive branch agency. You know what I say? That's a great idea. We should take away more power from the executive branch. I think the way this and the Chevron ruling kind of work together to do that is interesting. Something we'll have to dive into in a later episode of the show because we're out of time for today. Rob, thanks for taking some time with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Again, that's Rob Johnson. He's a senior attorney at the Institute for Justice. Check out their fine work on a wide variety of legal issues at IJ.org. They are really good at suing the government, really good at defending your rights when the government comes after them. Again, check that out at IJ.org. For ongoing coverage of the big Supreme Court rulings last week and everything else going on in D.C. and around the country, head on over to Reason.com. And for Reason Magazine, I'm Eric Boehm. Catch me right back here next week on another edition of American Radio Journal.